is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy as a senior advisor. The Iran attack on Israel in these last days presents a challenge that is frightening, and at the same time, the question comes, can it be managed? Right now, there's a negotiation in some fashion going on between all the world powers about an Israeli retaliation and Iran escalation. We have news in these last hours that Raisi, the president of Iran, has called Vladimir Putin in Moscow. We have news that Wang Yi, the foreign secretary of the People's Republic of China, the blunt speaker, has said he believes Iran can handle, can manage the turmoil. We have remarks from the Biden administration saying, do not retaliate in any fashion whatsoever and make it worse. Richard, a very good evening to you. All of this comes to the policies that were the day before the attack. The administration has been seeking awakening or renovating or improving the JCPOA of 2015. We've had reason to speculate that that is no longer going forward, given all the provocations and what you'd have to say, plain aggression by Iran, at least these last 6 months. However, now that Iran has used missiles and drones to attack Jerusalem and the people of Israel, is JCPOA done? Are the codicils of JCPOA done? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I wish the answer was yes, but all signals that I see right now are that there's literally nothing that will break the addiction of some in Washington and Europe to the prospect of a nuclear deal and an accommodationist policy toward the Islamic Republic of Iran. October 7th was not a breaking point for them. They let the missile embargo, drone embargo at the UN expire 10 days later. They've issued out of the White House two rounds of sanctions waivers, giving Iran access to billions of dollars in the form of budget support. And now we have a strategic attack against Israel, 120 ballistic missiles on top of the 30 cruise missiles and a couple hundred drones. And I think people need to really understand what a ballistic missile is, a medium range or intermediate range ballistic missile. It is nothing like the Katyusha rockets or the Grad rockets or any of the homemade type stuff you saw Hamas firing or even what you see Hezbollah firing at Israel out of Lebanon. This is a massive tool of warfare for large amounts of destruction. It is nuclear capable, and if this regime acquires nuclear weapons, you can be guaranteed the missiles you just saw on display will carry nuclear weapons at some point. And they are building longer range missiles, not just to reach Israel or Europe, but eventually the continental United States. And yet, after sending 120 of these missiles towards the state of Israel at once, a country the size of New Jersey, with all of these warning signs, with the president having said, don't do it for a week, and the Ayatollah clearly not believing him one iota, what is the response? We still have the $10 billion waiver still in effect. There's no talk of triggering the snapback of UN sanctions. The British Foreign Secretary, Lord Cameron, says he still won't put the IRGC, Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, on their terror list. Neither will the EU or Canada. Hell, Canada still has an arms embargo against Israel in place, dating back over the last couple of weeks. The G7 was supposed to condemn Iran and show solidarity with Israel. They had to dilute and argue over their statement to make sure there was talk of a ceasefire in Gaza and not too far in their rhetoric towards condemning Iran for fear of escalation. My goodness, we're going to pull Israel back from a military retaliation. We're going to keep the spigots of cash going. We won't restore UN sanctions, and we'll even moderate our language in a joint statement. After 120 ballistic missiles are fired at Israel, John, I don't know what to do anymore to let people in Washington know this administration is so far out of touch with reality, and so are our European allies.
The European allies, I'm glad you mentioned, because I was surprised within the hours of after the news came of the strike at Israel and at Jerusalem, there was condemnation by Paris, Emmanuel Macron, and there was a report of a French warship coming into the fight. The UK announced that one of its, or more than one of its aircraft, the Typhoon, shot down something like a missile or a drone. There's reason to believe that Jordan participated in the defense, that Saudi Arabia was not outside of the defense of Israel. Are those positives that we can start to work with, Richard, quite aside from the hesitation at the Biden administration?
Here's the positive. The positive is 20 to 30 years of U.S. investment and partnership with Israel on a bipartisan basis for missile defense cooperation and development of systems like the Arrow weapon system that we saw on display, alongside now maybe two decades or so of military exercises between the United States and Israel, preparing for exactly a moment like this, the ballistic missile defense of Israel jointly with the U.S. Navy and potentially aircraft in the air, came to fruition. The systems worked. The cooperation worked. We had additional allies who joined the fight, Great Britain, France, apparently, and we had Arab countries that participated as well. Maybe some like Saudi Arabia that went over and above and should be congratulated for opening their airspace willingly, dissipating and bringing down whatever they could over their airspace. Jordan, maybe half credit, or some rumors that there was some last-minute diplomatic pressure on Jordan to open its airspace to the Israeli Air Force so that they could go intercept drones and missiles. But they did it, and they may have intercepted things on their own for things that were coming through their airspace, their sovereign airspace. So these are good news items. They cannot be the actual strategy to defeat and defend against Iran, because you would end up in the same type of situation, only at an existential level, that you were at before October 7th vis-a-vis Hamas, believing that Iron Dome has solved all your problems, and you don't have to worry about Hamas. It was never true. It was a failed paradigm. This, you cannot have that kind of calculation with 120 ballistic missiles or more being fired at your country that maybe one day will be nuclear tipped. There's just no way you can ever risk that sort of calculation. You cannot become a turtle and say, no problem, it worked this time. Missile defense is good. We'll have U.S. fighters ready whenever we need them. You know, our Arab countries will be there for us. And we'll knock anything out of the sky. No need to ever respond militarily to Iran. That is only going to reset the baseline of normalcy, where now 120 ballistic missiles, that's just a Saturday night in the Middle East. And we already have administration officials now briefing the press as recently as today. Apparently a call with Jewish leaders with Tony Blinken being reported out by Axios. He says, well, we have an evaluation. Our assessment is that next time we may not be so lucky, and the Israelis know it. What kind of a signal is that to the Iranians? So you're telling them, hey, try again. You might get through next time. And for the meantime, we're going to keep paying you money to hope that you'll take the cash and not escalate. What a guarantee of escalation by the Iranians, as we have seen every single step of the way for the last 3 years. As the Biden administration and European allies have accommodated the regime and gotten escalation in response.
Headlines from the Times of Israel in these last hours. Hezbollah commander killed in IDF strike as attack drones injure three in northern Israel. IDF spokesman says Iran won't get off scot-free after drone missile attack. U.S. says it will impose new sanctions. This is all suggesting that the chaos that we saw with the firing of missiles and drones from Iran is continuing with Hezbollah and other bad actors. Certainly Washington sees that this is not a matter of what will Israel do. It's also the aggression from Tehran. Is that in doubt in Washington, Richard? I'm trying to understand. These headlines seem transparent to me, but are they in Washington?
No, certainly in the 24 hours from the time everyone saw missiles raining down on Israel until we got into the week, everyone sort of took a moment and said, wow, everything we've seen for the last 6 months is the hand of Iran. Now, people like you and me, we've said that all along. We've known that. We've tracked it. We've talked about it. But there's been this false narrative of a Gaza war going on and potential regional escalation in solidarity with the Palestinians. Of course, that's complete phony baloney. Iran behind all of these terror proxies and modulating escalation every front, waging a seven-front war on Israel, including attacking the United States and commercial shipping in the Red Sea, three dead Americans in Jordan at the hand of Iran-backed militias. So now it's all in full perspective, and the question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to change your policies that led to this moment where the Supreme Leader felt so confident and emboldened that he thought he could launch 120 ballistic missiles at Israel and pay no consequences? You only make a calculation into a miscalculation if you make the Supreme Leader pay a price for it, and you change your policies that led to this moment. The combination of political warfare against Israel over the last many weeks with appeasement of Iran is combustible. And that's what, and this was the result, the obvious result. And it will only get worse if we don't change our policies. And yet, you read a headline, U.S. to consider more sanctions. The G7 is going to roll out sanctions. I guarantee you these will not be real, impactful sanctions. These will be symbolic in nature. They will have a list of entities on a list that say these are under sanctions. While $10 billion remains available over here, oil flows freely to China over there, and UN Security Council resolutions don't get restored to put international restrictions on Iran, the IRGC doesn't show up on anybody's terror list outside the United States. So I will ask you, after this whole announcement comes out, did we change our policies? Did we reset? Do we truly internalize Iran's hand in the Middle East and want to do something about it? Or do we internalize that it's really bad and we want to pay them more money in hopes that a failed strategy will somehow start working? I fear the latter is underway.
Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Nuclear Holocaust. It's a term from the 20th century. It is now back in the 21st century with details. When we come back, Iran's suspect nuclear weapons program. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.